12th Perek of Kalim, 4th Mishnah, Masmeh HaGeira Tomei. A blacksmith had a certain nail or spike that he had next to the anvil that he would use to shape the metal on. And when he wanted to cut the metal, he would put it on this spike. Anyway, he also is considered a kli by itself. Shall Evan Ashoy's toy. Evan Ashoy's is a sundial. It has a nail sticking out of it, which reflects on different parts of the dial. That masmeh is toy. It's not considered an independent kli mitzad atzma. Yeah, so either it's because it's considered part of the karka, because this is mechubal karka, or it's part of a kli. It's not a full kli by itself. He holds it is tummy because it could be taken out and used independently, so it's considered a separate kli. Masmeh galdi tummy. Galdi is somebody who weaves garments, and they also had a certain metal thing that looked like a nail, which they used in the weaving process. Anyway, that's considered independent kli also in its tummy. Olam shel grusas, Reb Shimon the tzaddik mitame chom mitayer. Grusas is a grinding implement, and on the bottom of it, it had a little a wooden box where the ground stuff would go into. So Reb tzaddik is mitame because he holds that is considered a kli. Chom mitayer because according to the rabbis, it was a large thing which was not made to move around, so kli eitz, even though it is makabel that you could fill it up with things, but it's more than 40 so'an, it's not made to move around, it is not makabel tumah. But tzaddik held it is made to move around. If this box on the bottom of it is made of metal, then it is tmeyah, because this rule that something that's not made to move around is not makabel tumah is only if it's made out of wood, but if it's made out of metal, it's makabel tumah.